Hello again, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. The biggest gap in business and in life is between what people know and what people do, between what they know and what they do. You know the right way to sell to your healthcare customers. You know it. You've been around the block a few times. You've spoken to your colleagues. You've attended training sessions. You know how to approach them. You know, because you've probably heard, that in order to sell successfully in this marketplace, you need to be a consultative or a consultative, however you choose to say it, salesperson. Again, the biggest gap is between what people know and what people do. One of the biggest challenges that I have in my medical sales seminars, and actually it's not a challenge, it's really what I do very well, is getting people to close that gap. Because so many salespeople in this industry mentally have the skills to get the job done, but they're not able to put it into action. So one of the things I want to talk about today is a subject that will hopefully motivate you to think about this more in those terms. Many medical sales professionals are nothing more than product pushers. What do I mean by a product pusher? When you go in to engage your healthcare customers, if all you are doing is talking about yourself and your products, you're a product pusher. Now let's go back to that term I used before, consultative selling. The concept of consultative selling means that you're going to ask the right questions to uncover the pain, the problems, the needs of your prospect, and then acting as a consultant, be able to propose a solution. That's consultative selling. The reality is that this doesn't happen in this niche very, very often. And the biggest reason it doesn't happen is because of the time constraints that your prospects are often under when you're trying to call on them. Let's take a physician, for example. Are physicians busy people? When you encounter them in the hospital or in the clinic or in their offices, do you often sense that they have an urgency to get back to whatever it was that they were doing before you walked into the office? Chances are good that the answer to that question is yes. So what do you do to try and bridge that gap, if you will, between the amount of time that they have and what it is that you want to say? What most salespeople do is they rush the presentation. And the way that they rush the presentation is by stepping back from being a consultative salesperson and instead becoming a product pusher. In other words, all you talk about is your product. I'm often asked about a concept that is known as scrub sink selling. If you sell surgical products, if you sell in the operating room, or if you sell in any situation where your encounters with your customers are very, very brief, and you're trying to capitalize on the few moments of time that you have with the customers. For example, in the operating room, if you're with a surgeon who is scrubbing for a surgical case, he's going to be scrubbing for about 3 or 4 minutes, probably longer if he's doing it the right way, but let's say 3 or 4 minutes. During those 3 or 4 minutes, you can often have a lot of his attention. Now, when I say a lot of his attention, keep in mind that that surgeon may be focused on the operation he's about to do, some of the other factors that are going on in his practice or in his life. But for the most part, you have 3 or 4 minutes that you can talk to him while he or she is washing his or her hands. The problem is that 3 or 4 minutes is often not enough time to really run through the consultative process. So what do most sales reps do? They jump right in by just spitting out or vomiting everything they know about their products and services with the hopes that the prospect will say, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Let's give it a try. Give me a call next week. Come see me in my office or something along those lines. It often doesn't happen. And here's the reason why. Doctors and other healthcare providers are very busy people. And day after day, week after week, forever, they have a multitude of salespeople coming in to call on them, and most of the salespeople do the same thing. They just vomit all the information about their products. And if you think about a noise that you hear constantly and continuously, what happens? What are you usually able to do? You're usually able to tune it out. In other words, you're not really listening. You don't really hear it. We do this when we get calls from telemarketers. Some of us want to be polite. We don't want to hurt their feelings. So we will listen politely. Often while we continue to go about our work, we're checking email, we're working on a project, anything, but we're able to tune out the noise. If all you're doing is spouting out information about your product with your prospects and customers, all you're doing is creating noise, and they are tuning it out. If you want to be able to have your message heard, you have to take the time to ask the right questions and let your prospects know that you are focused on their problems, their pain, and their issue. Because if you're not doing that, they're just going to tune you out. Make up your mind today that regardless of the sales situation you're in, whether it's a scrub sink situation, which again is not the best environment for doing this, which is one thing to be cautioned about when it comes to scrub sink selling, the best possible environment is to be able to book a sit-down appointment where you know you're going to have a predetermined block of time, whether it's 10 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it is, such that you can structure your sales approach to fit that time. And during that time period that you're spending with the prospect, make sure that you engage them such that you're talking about the issues in their lives. Because when all is said and done, and I know that this is really hard for some of you to comprehend and believe, but your customers and prospects really don't care that much about you or your product. They only care what you can do to improve their situation, their condition, or their patient's condition. When you uncover that information and you focus your solutions on solving those problems, then you will be perceived as a consultant and not as a product pusher. And let me thank you for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have some questions or comments or some topic that you would like me to cover on a future podcast, please send it to mace@medicalsalestraining.com and I will do my best to incorporate it into a future podcast. Also, let me remind you that if you would like to get a comprehensive book on medical sales, it is my book, and it is called Mastering Medical Sales. If you would like more information about it, please go to www.masteringmedicalsales.com. And as you head out into the territory today to put forward your best sales effort, remember to stay focused on the customer and the patient, because ultimately, nothing is more important in what we do than providing the patient with good outcomes. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.